So what exactly were you doing up there?
Mara glanced around. Not here, she told Fel. Follow me.
Turning her back on them, she headed down the corridor. A moment later, without complaint or question, they had formed up behind her. The Force connection between her and Luke wasn't nearly as clear and precise as most people in the New Republic thought, as if it were a mental comlink conversation. He became aware of her approach as she neared their quarters, and she could tell he was also aware that she was bringing company. But it wasn't until he opened the door for her that he realized just what kind of company it was. As usual, he recovered quickly. Hello, he said calmly, nodding and greeting. I'm Luke Skywalker.
Commander Chakfel, Fel said, nodding in return. This is my escort guard, Unit Aurik 7 of the 501st.
Mara caught Luke's flicker of recognition at the name and the unit designation. But he merely nodded again. Honored, Commander, he said. Won't you come in?
Just the Commander, Mara said before Fel could reply. There's no room for everybody, and I just as soon not have Drask's people see stormtroopers hanging around outside our quarters.
Good point, Fel agreed, giving the stormtroopers a hand signal. Return to the ship.
Acknowledged,
one of them said. Turning in perfect unison, they marched away.
Now, Mara said, let's start with you, Commander. What are you doing here?
Admiral Park wasn't sure you'd be coming, so he sent me to act as his representative.
And Formby went along with it? Mara asked.
Fel shrugged.
Actually, Formby didn't seem to have a problem.
As I said, it was mostly General Drask who objected.
He doesn't seem too happy with our presence either, Luke told him.
Frankly, I don't think Drask likes anyone. Certainly not aliens. Possibly not even Formby.
So why did Park send you and a bunch of stormtroopers instead of coming himself? Mara asked.
Actually, I really don't know why we're here.
Liar.
Mara didn't have to look at Luke to know he'd caught it too.
All right, Luke said,
not giving any hint that they'd caught Fel's prevarication.
Why didn't Park mention you when he talked to us?
Fel shook his head. I don't know that either. I more or less assumed he had.
That one, at least, did seem to be the truth.
But then, Mara began.
Just a moment, Fel said, cutting her off with a lifted finger. I've answered a whole batch of questions. It's your turn now. What were you doing climbing around the ceiling of the entry chamber that way?
There was a small accident when we first arrived, Mara said. A heavy cable attached to the ceiling came loose and nearly knocked my husband across the room. I wanted to see if the cable might have been deliberately cut.
What did you find? Fel asked.
No evidence that it had been cut, but it also shouldn't have come loose by itself, Mara said.
So you suspect it was a deliberate attack, framed to look like an accident, Fel said.
Just as well, he broke off.
Just as well what? Mara demanded.
Fel reddened. I'm sorry, he said. I wasn't supposed to tell you. Admiral Park sent us along because he thought you might be in danger on this trip.
He smiled self-consciously.
We're sort of your escort.
Very kind of Admiral Park, Mara said tartly. You can tell him thanks on your way out.
Now, Jedi Skywalker.
Don't Jedi Skywalker me, Mara retorted.
We don't want a bunch of stormtroopers clattering along behind us everywhere we go. So climb aboard whatever shuttle you came in on and get out.
I'm afraid it's not as easy as that, Fel said. I'm under Imperial orders, not yours.
And Formby's already given them permission to come along, Luke pointed out.
So what? Mara demanded.
Luke shrugged. You and I were wondering if Formby was using this mission as a pretext for opening full diplomatic relations with the New Republic, he reminded her. Maybe he's looking to do the same thing with the Empire of the Hand.
All right.
Fine, Mara said between clenched teeth. This isn't my ship. You want to hang around? Fine. Just don't get in our way.